three or four big old tun had a 10 gallon, 2 5-gallon, a 10 gallon, a 15 gallon tun.
Yeah.
And they can go ahead and tun, and I've seen them take up a whole half a bushel dish pan full of butter at one time. And they can go ahead and mold it out, and they can go ahead and put it in the butter shelf out there.
Yeah.
Out there up on the old big right side of a big old little oak tree there, big tree. And each got bed in one time, had to move it, and take put it back on the other side over there.
Was there, say, a little room where you'd keep canned goods or extra goods?
Yeah, and it only had one side. There wasn't nothing but canned stuff. Shoot, it was about 4 or 5 feet wide, and had shelves all the way in there up there so high that just started off wide, just kept going on up. And they had kept that stack full.
That was the...
Quite a, kept all the cans stuff.
In the pantry?
Yeah, that's a kind of pantry-like.
Uh-huh.
And take the butter, and when it did churned and all, and take and put it in a big old bucket,
yeah,
and let it down in the well. And let it stay in that way, keep it cool.
I was going to ask you, how do they keep things cool?
That's why they done it. They'd take and go ahead and had extra ropes, and they had something fresh that they didn't want to ruin. They'd take and go ahead and put it in them buckets and just let it down in that well, right down in the water, right down to it. I got keep it in there, got ready for butter. They had three windlass to that well there. Had one on each side, and the main one that they pumped, they draw the water with, it was in the middle, the high one. Had a wheel on it, you just go down and take and draw it up, and then it had a pump well out there that we pumped. And they can go down and let that, it was a big old dug well, or it was bigger than what usually was. And I thought about it many times, there wasn't a bit of curb to that well, all of it was sitting right on top of the ground. Had posters went down in there about that foot, down in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it covered where they could cover it up. And they'd go down and draw water, and had a bucket, big at the bottom and little at the top.
Yeah, made out of what?
Wood, old sophos wood or something other.
Yeah.
And they had three or four of them. Some of them, be small ones that hold about 2 gallons, and some of them would hold about 5. And them old big ones, what they'd take and put their fresh meat and all like that in, he'd held about 10 gallons. They'd take and go ahead and had a hickey, you just pick that rod and just set it over, had nails drove, and that rope come over. Put it, the windlass right on the edge where you could take the other and it come up over it.
Right.
And it's had a rod out there, and it's bigger the bucket, that just pick it up and set it over in the other nails there, and just let it down. Hit that rope slide right on down, off down in there, and get ready to draw it right back up.
Huh.
And
What about the things you had in the house? Did you have a lot of,
Well, that's just old. They had wooden beds in.
Yeah.
Had one iron bed steered it, popping them bolts, and 24, the first iron bed steered. I taken and let them antique folks have it. I got the railings up under the house that night.
When you moved, did you have to move all your...
Yeah, they had them old wooden bed change arbors, I call them. They didn't know if a raised chancer. That's when people had so many chances. Them old wooden bed steers, they just, boy, them chances get all in the slats and all in the... There wasn't no way to keep them out of them. The old high bed steer. And after, well, up to Jake and Sayer was born, we used them. I went ahead and bought that iron bed. I let Annie, that boy, John Henry, from down yonder at Olander, he come by here and they got, his baby girl had an auntie, a little doll house like out there.
Yeah.
And she take me one ahead and he offered me $50 for it. And I told him, I said, I tell you what, I ain't gonna sell it to you. I said, I'm gonna let you and Ann have it. I said, if you get ready to get shut of it, I want it.